Now, the U.S. House of Representatives has approved a bipartisan bill that would allow the families of victims of the 9/11 attacks to sue the Saudi government. A move comes after the White House reiterated that President Barack Obama would veto the bill. U.S. Senate passed the measure unanimously back in May, despite threats from Riyadh to pull billions of dollars from the U.S. economy if the legislation is enacted. Now, back in July, Congress released 28 declassified pages from a congressional report into the 9/11 attacks. The report reignited speculation that a few of the attackers had links to Saudi officials. Now, the vote comes ahead of the 15th anniversary of the attacks, which killed nearly 3,000 people. Now, 15 of the 19 attackers were Saudi nationals. And now we're going to swing over to Washington. We're joined by Mr. James Jatras, former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst. Hello, Mr. Jatras. Thanks for joining us here on Press TV's Top 5. Now,
thank you.
The White House wants to veto the bill, allegedly to prevent the law from being used against U.S. interests itself, while a lot of critics feel the real reason is to protect its interests with Riyadh. Your thoughts?
Obviously, it's to protect Riyadh, just as the Bush administration protected Riyadh in the immediate aftermath of 9/11. That's the real motivation, this notion that if we do this, if we allow these lawsuits against Saudi Arabia, then that would open the door to lawsuits against the United States. Let's remember, we selectively allow lawsuits against several other countries, including Iran, including Cuba. It really is a measure of what kind of relationship the United States has politically with that country, whether we allow such suits to go forward. The reason they don't go forward against Saudi Arabia and why for 15 years they've been protected from the consequences of their actions is because of all the influence they peddle in Washington. And it's very refreshing to see that both houses of Congress, by voice vote, pass this bill and send it unanimously to the president's desk.
Now, when it went through, you know, unanimously, we can almost conclude two things here, that lawmakers want justice, obviously, for the 9/11 victims, and that perhaps that unconditional support that we've seen Riyadh receiving from Washington may be waning to some extent. Your take on that?
Well, we'll see. As I say, it was unanimous, but as I understand, it was in the form of a voice vote, which means nobody objected. It was not in the form of a roll call vote where each member had to be responsible for his or her vote. If there's a veto override, and I expect we will get to that unless there's some negotiation in the meantime between Obama and the Congress, if there's a veto override vote and they have to vote individually and held accountable for their votes, I think it could be a lot sharper and a lot closer. I would not take it as a self-evident fact that Obama's veto would be overridden just because it's, quote, unanimous now. The lobbyists will go to work. From the administration, from the various industries that profit from their business with Saudi Arabia. There will be a lot of pressure put on these members not to let this veto be over.
Right. Hello, are you still with us?
Yes, yes.
Mr. Josh, as we've seen to some extent lately, some lawmakers are showing a little bit more hostility towards Riyadh. Is it enough to affect Washington-Riyadh ties, or do you feel that there's still a far way to go? I mean, we've seen a lot of them voice objection to what's going on in Yemen, a lot of the support that Riyadh has had for questionable groups throughout the Middle East, questionable motives and objectives that Riyadh has as far as its foreign policy in the Middle East and the rest of the world. We've heard an increasing amount of voices of dissent, but is it enough to change or influence Washington-Riyadh ties?
That's what we will see. As you point out, there has been some shift in that direction. There's still a long way to go. And this upcoming override vote, which is likely to take place, could very much be a watershed and really tell us which way the trend is going. If the vote goes forward, we may be entering a new era where the Saudis are not as powerful as they used to be in Washington, and they don't get the special kid glove treatment. If the vote fails, then it could be a real setback and keep us where we have been for the last 15 years or longer.
Thank you for your input, Mr. James Jatras, former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst, joining us out of Washington.